For the grave to be open wide, and the shroud to be let down. And then he kissed the pale, pale face, and the tears came a-trickling down, down, down. And the tears came a-trickling down. Lady Nancy died as it might be today. Lord Lovell, he died on the morrow. Lady Nancy died of pure, pure grief. Lord Lovell, he died of sorrow, sorrow. Lord Lovell, he died of sorrow. Lady Nancy was laid in St. Clement's churchyard. Lord Lovell was laid close by her. And out of her bosom there grew a red rose, and out of her lover's a briar, ar, ar, and out of her lover's a briar. They grew and they grew to the church steeple top, till they could not grow any higher. Then they twined themselves in true lover's knot, for all true loves to admire, ar, ar, for all true loves to admire. Thank
you. Are you getting tired, Phyllis?
I'm hoarse.
A couple of people have asked about did you do any spitting today. Would you like to finish with that?
Well, might have to ad lib here. I come up here today to tell you about the time I had won the spitting convention up Waldorf Astoria, New York City. I was sitting over there at the general store. And I chewed up and tuck aim and spit right in the middle of the open stove door. And storekeeper standing over there talking to the drummer. The drummer, he just kept turning around and going, right in the middle of that open stove door. I sat there. I never said nothing. Finally, I chewed up and I took aim and I went right around that storekeeper, right around that drummer, right around that coal bucket, right in the middle of that open stove door on the other side. That drummer looked around and he said, "Stranger, you sure can spit." Said, "How'd you like to go up to New York City to the spitting convention? There'll be spitters there from all the United States, its territories and possessions and parts of Texas." Now I didn't say nothing. Next week I got my clothes and a poke and I got on the bus. I went to New York City to the Astoria Hotel and walked in. There was spitters there from all over the United States, its territories and possessions. I stood there and there's a spitting all over the place, and I just watched, and there's velvet curtains coming down, velvet strings and brass spittoons, and finally, they wasn't paying attention to me. So finally, I chewed out and I took aim, and it spit, and it went right around that clerk, and right around that velvet curtain, right around that velvet string, right around the rubber plant, and right in the brass spittoon on the other side. Clerk said, "Stranger, you must have come up here for the spitting convention." I said, "Yep." He said, "Well, I'll get somebody to show you to your room." We went upstairs and there's papers up there for plain and fancy spitting. I'm spitting for the best results. And spitting in biblical times. And spitting for fun and profit. I didn't go up there to spit. Read, I just come up there to spit. The next morning I went down and the spitters was all spitting all from all the United States. It's territories and possessions and parts of Texas. And I watched them. Finally, the clerk said, "We've got some good spitters here." And they did have to. He said, "You still want to spit after all that?" I said, "Yep." I said, "See that chair over there? I put that chair on top of that chair and put both of them on top of that table." So they did. And I chewed that and tuck aim and I spit and it went around the clerk and around the velvet string and around the velvet curtain. Right through the rungs of that chair and right through the rungs of that other chair and down underneath the table and right in the brass spit tune on the other side. Stranger said, "Feller, you sure can spit." So I didn't say nothing. I just took my papers and my ribbons and my money and I started home and got on the bus and seen that Jerry Mills on the bus. He never did know me, but I always knew who he was. So he's sitting there reading the paper. And I chewed at and tuck aim and spit and went right past his newspaper. He just sat there as unconcerned and just read right ahead. Never paid no attention. Finally, I chewed at and I tuck aim and I spit and went right twixt his eyeglass and his newspaper. Still never paying attention to me. Finally, I chewed up and tuck aim and spit, and it went right twixt his eyeglass and his eye. Right then, he noticed me. Come over and went to talking, and we've been the best of friends ever since. Now, friends, I want to tell you, that's the best way I know of to make friends is... Now, I'm not just plain old ordinary spitting, but fancy spitting. So we rode all the way into Glenville and talked all the way, and finally the bands were playing, and they wanted a speech. I don't talk much. Finally, I stood out there, and I said, "Now, fellers, I ain't done the thing here that any upstanding young feller couldn't do. If he had enough stick-to-itiveness and ingenuity. But I want to tell you one thing. If you want to do some fancy spitting, not this plain old ordinary spitting, you want to get you some old hickory chawing tobacco. For it don't string... and it don't splatter." I've been trying to get the dog to set up while I sing, and you see how she does. But the first time I tried to do that spitting thing since I had the dog, she'd come over and she rousted up that elbow and back around and got that one. And she just kept going around me till I had to quit.
Looking at you.
I was talking about you. Did you want to stand up and take a bow?
She just spit. She just spit a paper out there.
No, I didn't.
Maybe she wanted to get in on it.
What'd you say back there?
Do you need a drink of water or something?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll find you a drink.
I got dry after all that spitting.
Yeah.
You wanted to do the paper of pens.
If you wanted to.
Hmm?
If you wanted to.
Well, now don't go away, Sarah. It might be something you can do directly. What time of the day is it getting to be?
About 2:30.
It's got to take a lot out of you, that song. That spitting song. You have to work that up. That went on quite a few.
Where'd you learn that at, Grandma?
I don't know where I got that.
I never did know.
I don't know either, and generally I forget to practice it, and I have to ad lib it.
Oh, well, I haven't yet. It'll sound quite as good.
We was going to sing Paper of Pens. Going to sing Paper of Pens?
The man has to get you the water unless you want to do it without the water.
I'll give to you a paper of pens if that's the way our love begins. If you will marry me, you'll miss if you will marry me.
I'll not accept your paper of pens, that's not the way our love begins. And I'll not marry you, well, sir, and I'll not marry you.
I'll give to you a dress of red, bound all around with golden thread. If you will marry me, oh miss, if you will marry me.
Oh, not accept your dress of red, all bound around with golden thread. And I'll not marry you, oh sir, and I'll not marry you.
I'll give to you a dress of green, that you may be my lovely queen. If you will marry me, oh miss, if you will marry me.
I'll not accept your dress of green so that I may be your lovely queen. And I'll not marry you, oh sir, and I'll not marry you.
I'll give to you a little black dog to go with you when you go abroad. If you will marry me, oh miss, if you will marry me.
I'll not accept your little black dog to go with me when I go abroad. And I'll not marry you, oh sir, and I'll not marry you.
I'll give to you a little gold ring, if you will have such a thing. If you will marry me, oh miss, if you will marry me.
I'll not accept your little gold ring, I'll not have such a thing. And I'll not marry you, oh sir, and I'll not marry you.
I'll give to you the key to my heart, that we may lock and never part. If you will marry me, oh miss, if you will marry me.
I'll not accept the key to your heart, that we may lock and never part. And I'll not marry you, oh sir, and I'll not marry you.
I'll give to you the key to my chest, that you may have money at your request. If you will marry me, oh miss, if you will marry me.
I will accept the key to your chest, that I may have money at my request. And I will marry you, oh sir, and I will marry you.
Ha 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 ha, since money is all, I'll not marry you at all. And I'll not marry you, oh miss, and I'll not marry you. Would you like for me to go home?
not going to sing any death, but I wonder if we could do one more where these folks could sing along. Is there something we could all sing along to finish up?
Did we sing along anything last night, Crystal? Or you in there?
Old King Cole? Did you sing along?
Oh, we didn't sing. Yeah, they could sing Old King Cole.
Okay.
I had an operation here and had this salivary gland rerouted to this side. I only have one, so I get pretty dry, and one time I was up here. There was some young men from England, they said that, I told them that, and they said that's the best excuse they ever heard for a drink in their life. This is a children's song, but it was a forerunner of the song they sing as Old King Cole now. And it was not my mother's, it was my father-in-law's. And nobody in his family even remembered it. They remembered, when I began to sing it to them, they remembered it, but they didn't bother to remember. It was supposed to have been Old King Called, C-A-L-D, but we go ahead and sing it, sing Old King Cole. And you can sing along with us, it's easy. Old King Cole, we called for his bow, we called for his fiddlers three. But none of his fiddlers couldn't fiddle a bit, but a mighty good fiddle had he. T.I. Addle said, the fiddlers, all you girls, you fair Scotlands, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, we called for his bow, we called for his fifers three. But none of his fifers couldn't fife a bit, but a mighty good fife had he. Doodle, 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 said the fifers, T.I.Addle said the fiddlers, all you girls, you fair Scotlands, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, he called for his bow, he called for his drummers three. But none of his drummers couldn't drum a bit, but a mighty good drum had he. Drumma, 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 said the drummers, doodle, 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 said the fifers, T.I.Addle said the fiddlers, all you girls, you fair Scotlands, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, he called for his bow, he called for his weavers three. But none of his weavers couldn't weave a bit, but a mighty good loom had he. Running in and out, said the weavers, drumma, 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 said the drummers, doodle, 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 said the fifers, T.I.Addle said the fiddlers, all you girls, fair Scotlands, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, he called for his bow, he called for his harpoons three. But none of his harpoons couldn't harp a bit, but a mighty good harpoon had he. Ring, dang, diddle, said the harpoons. Running in and out, said the weavers. Drumma, 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 said the drummers. Doodle, 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 said the fifers. T.I.Addle said the fiddlers. All you girls, you fair Scotlands, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, he called for his bow, he called for his farmers three. But none of his farmers couldn't farm a bit, but a mighty good farm had he. Gee, woe, haw, said the farmers, ring, dang, diddle, said the harpoons, running in and out, said the weavers, drama, 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 said the drummers, doodle, 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 said the fifers, T.I.Addle, said the fiddlers, all you girls, you fair Scotlands, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, he called for his bow, called for his farmers three. But I know his preachers couldn't preach a bit, but a mighty good text had he. Great God Almighty, said the preachers. Gee, woe, haw, said the farmers. Ring, dang, diddle, said the harpoons. Right
from the weavers.
Drama, 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 said the drummers. Doodle, 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 said the fifers. T-I-addle, said the fiddlers. All you girls, as fair as Scott lads, fare thee well, my dears.
Well, thanks a lot, Phyllis.
Welcome.
We've got just a little bit of time before we have a 3 o'clock workshop scheduled starting, and I've asked Glenn Smith, he's going to do a large program here tomorrow, but I've asked him just to play a couple tunes, so maybe some of you will get an idea of what sort of fiddler we've got here. But let's thank Phyllis again for coming.
Powell.
Glenn's gonna be doing a workshop at 3 o'clock.
for fiddle players, and then he's going to do a session here for everybody.